Praise God. You know, wherever we look here at Grow Church, there's always a volunteer somewhere. We've got these two wonderful gentlemen here who have volunteered. God bless you, Andrew and Paul. Yeah, give them a clap. They're very faithful. Every Sunday, they come and they move the pulpit. But it's like an iceberg. You just see the tip. And the great mass of what is done is often unseen. And I think that's in some ways that's how the Lord wants us to operate, you know, just to do things behind the scenes sometimes, just between you and God, and just serving Him, and He gets great joy out of those who serve, whether it's out in the public eye or whether it's behind the scenes. God loves someone who serves and takes great joy in it, because of course Jesus came to serve, didn't He? He came into this earth to serve, to be a servant, not to be served, but to be a servant for all. And I'd just like to take a moment also too. You would have seen in that last clip that this front page, which is the... I think they're going to try and find it. If you can find it, it'd be good. But if you can't, that's right. Just use your binoculars and have a look at that front page. This is the manual. This is the Grow Church Serving Manual for 2019. And here you'll find all sorts of information about different ways you can serve in the church. Now, we try to always make this as comprehensive as possible, but there's other areas too where we can all serve in the church, in Grow Church, that you may not necessarily find in this manual. So in those instances, when you've got a heart to do something, that's when you come and see me. Come and see me anyway, and I'll be more than happy to talk with you and through this manual and look at other areas where perhaps we can fit you in like a puzzle to serve in the life of this church. You know, Pastor Chris mentioned just a statistic about how here at Grow Church we have a very high participation rate, and I second that. We certainly do. We've had a higher participation rate for a very long time, but there are still so many people here in this church that are doing, wearing so many hats, as it were, and doing so many different things. So it's really my heart as the serving director here at Grow Church to see that bell curve where you've got a few that are doing so many jobs just get smoothed out a little bit and try and spread the load amongst more and more people. And praise God, I get more and more people actually come to me who haven't served in this church before or are just new and want to get involved, and it just brings joy to my heart to be able to place them. Sometimes it takes a bit of time, and that's probably more on me than on them, but we get there, and I just praise God for that. Another wonderful thing too, you would have noticed those handsome gentlemen wearing those colourful vests, fluorescent vests. And that's a new ministry we started up this year, or actually last week, actually. And that is in relation to the safety team. And they're basically there to keep an eye on what's happening out the front. You'll notice, just in front of the door there'll be one member of the team that's helping people come in and just, making sure that the driveway is clear and safe, and of course someone at the car park just to make sure that everything is orderly there as well. I praise God for those guys. I've already got a robust team involved there, but we're always looking for more people who'd like to get involved, so please come and see me about that, so we can not have to rely on too small a team. A few scriptures I'd like to just share this morning as well. Just to bring a bit of meat and substance to the whole concept of serving and how important it is in the life of the church that we must serve. And, the church is an organisation. And just like organisms, which share the same root Greek word organon, which means to work or to function, organisations such as Grow Church, we need to grow, just like a plant needs to continue to grow to thrive and to survive. Because when a tree stops growing, sadly, it's likely it's in decline. So a church also needs to be in that mode of growth. And as I look around here at Grow Church, I praise God. He's growing this church, And it's lovely to see so many new faces that have returned and faces that are like pillars in the life of this church. And I praise God for that, he's building something magnificent here in the heart of St. Albans. So our first scripture I'd like to turn to is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 14. This is a very commonly spoken about passage of scripture that really describes the substance of a church. So that's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 14. And, you know, churches need two key ingredients. And look, I would argue that all organisations need two key ingredients. The first and most important, of course, is the presence of God to be manifest in that place. And I say that about other organisations as well, because faithful Christians who have put God first in their life and own businesses and run organisations have seen incredible growth in those places and areas where they're able to break forth and be productive and efficient in the things that they do. And they'll often attribute that to God in their life, to Christ working in them. But also too, just as important as well as people. And God gave us the mantle to share the gospel and to reach out to the nations. And the church is like the crucible as it is, where we can all be equipped and trained and get the teaching that we need. But also too, to develop skills and talents and giftings that God has given us to outwork, so that we can grow in our effectiveness in reaching those who are lost. But let's have a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 14. And this is in the NIV version. Just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. You know, one thing I've learned very early in my walk with Christ is that God loves diversity. You know, and even in society, you know, we talk about diversity, but, you know, God discovered and taught about diversity well before mankind really valued it. And, you know, I look at this church as well, and I see a great amount of diversity, both when it comes to our physical appearance. You know, we got people here from many nations, you know, and I think that's a good place to be. To bring those backgrounds, those cultures, you know, the fact that, you know, we don't call ourselves an Anglo church, or we don't call ourselves a Liberian church, we don't call ourselves even a Maltese church, although there's certainly at one time many of those. We call ourselves, you know, God's church. You know, we are all part of the body of Christ, and we all come together because we love the Lord, and we believe in the vision that God has placed upon this place to reach this community, but also to not just be inwardly focused, but be focused on places like Intagum and Digger's Rest, and you know where, and as an oversight, we're open and we're willing to hear from God to where He wants us to plant next, or set up a campus next. Another scripture I'd like to just look at is 1 Corinthians 3:16. Now, I said before that God is a key ingredient, and actually even before that I can just quickly talk to a passage of scripture that you will find in 2 Samuel. I'll just talk to it, but it relates to how the Ark of the Covenant, which is where the manifest presence of God was back in the time of King David. and it was being brought from the Philistines who had taken it after they marched into Israel, and they took the Ark of the Covenant, the manifest presence of God, and it was deep inside the heart of every Israelite at the time to recover it, but they just did not know the means and the how in order to do that. But then one man God raised, King David, he did battle with the Philistines, and he was able to recover the Ark of the Covenant. But the Ark of the Covenant didn't just go straight back into Israel, back to Jerusalem. It stopped at certain places, and one place where it stopped was at the household of a man called Obed-Edom, and this can be found in 2 Samuel 6:11, 12, but I won't read it. And it says there that because the manifest presence of God was in that household, that God had blessed it, that the place flourished. And as such, you know, we can take a great lesson from that as well, that, you know, we are temples of the Holy Spirit. We are the manifest presence of God to the world. And that where we are, we should expect blessing to go where we go. And if we have a look at that scripture, 1 Corinthians 3:16, it simply just says, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst?" So, you know, be confident that God is with you every step of the way. You know, when you're trying something that you don't feel in the physical that you're able to do, but God's put something in your heart to do it. You know, whether it be maybe being a helper in Grow Kids, and you know, I know that there's a great need at Grow Kids for helpers to come and to help minister to our young people. You know, that it's such an enormous blessing, actually, to be a blessing to young children. You know, they are not just the future; they are also the present. And you know, they need to have teaching, to have the values that Christ finds valuable to be taught and to be expressed to them, that they take it on as well, and that as they grow up, they will grow up as valuables. Because as we know, that when we raise a child in the ways of God, that he is unlikely to depart from that when he's older. So it's important to get our young children into understanding what is valuable and important to the Lord, and build that into them. So yes, Grow Kids, helpers, we need plenty of those. So if you feel a calling in that area, would like to help out, please see Mary, or she very much would love to know who you are. So yes, the presence of God is an important part of our being a servant. To have that heart of Christ, because at the end of the day, you don't serve for yourself. You serve firstly for the Lord. You know, you do it unto Him. You don't do it unto man. You don't serve for me or for Pastor Chris or for any of the oversight or for any of the leaders. You serve because you love the Lord, and that you want the very best, and you want to give the very best for Him, so that when people come who need a touch from God, they have that sense of welcoming, that sense of that this is home, that this is a place that there is refuge, and that it gives an opportunity for the Lord to really minister to their hearts, but also to one another as well. We minister to each other. You know, the word also talks about iron sharpening iron, and when we serve one another, it's a bit like that iron sharpening iron. We learn from each other. You know, we learn to respect and admire one another because of what each other give in service to the Lord. Also, I'd like to look at Matthew 28:19-20, as this piece of scripture emphasizes what it really is all about, why we're here, you know, why the Lord has called us. You know, although we have many gifts and talents, and we may think, well, how can my talent be used to fulfill what Christ has called all of us to do, which is to make disciples? But I can say, I am convinced today that, you know, a church is like a factory. I've heard it being described as a factory or an engine or a mechanism that produces disciples. It produces people who are saved. It also produces pastors and leaders. and missionaries and all manner of people that go on to serve the Lord. And so no matter how small you think your gift is, it's part of the bigger picture. You know, we're not individuals, we're not here to just be islands in the midst of a great big sea. We're here to be a nation of people working together, like a great nation of people works together to do great things. So too does a church operate as a nation of people working together to do great things for God. And every little piece of that mechanism is an important piece. So Matthew 28:19-20 says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age." And that may seem like a very simple instruction, but there's a lot of processes that take place in order to teach people to obey everything the Lord has commanded us. And there's an aspect of discipleship in there. Of course, there's teaching in there. There's being able to exercise skills, gifts and talents that the Lord has blessed us with, opportunity to use those things and to develop them, not to be afraid to make a few mistakes here and there. And I'm sure we all have made mistakes from time to time, whether it be in serving or in other areas. And we can take those mistakes as one of two ways. We can allow ourselves to be discouraged and not do those things again. Or we can learn from those things. And the next time we try, we will succeed or get closer to success in those things. And sometimes it takes a few times to succeed or to be effective in those areas. But if God's planted a seed in you to fulfill a purpose, then keep on working at it till you make it, because it's something God has blessed, and sometimes he wants us to learn things along the way. Quite often the journey is just as or even more important than the end result, because of what he invests in us as we try and try and try again till it works out. Praise God. You know, and also too, when we think about us being a body of made up of different parts, you know, it also talks about teamwork. You know, we are a team. You know, and every organisation is a team. And you know, it actually brings a bit of clarity to the scripture in Matthew 18:20. And you don't have to turn to it. We all are very familiar with this. Those who are familiar with the scripture, it says, "For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them." So it's "For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them." So there, Christ values that partnership, the teamwork. He values that when we work together and when we work selflessly for one another, outworking his purpose, he's made a promise there that he is going to be there with us and to bless what we do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage each one of us this morning, you know, don't despise the gift that you have. If you've got a sense in your heart to be involved and to outwork a gift that you've got, even though you might not be able to identify within yourself, how can I use it for the glory of God? Now, God finds creative ways to do a large number of things. He's a very creative God. I mean, we just have to look at each other. You can see how creative he is when you look at how diverse we are in the way we look, the way we behave, the way we act, our personalities, everything. You know, God is creative. And God will find creative ways to help each of us use what he's placed in our hearts to do. And, you know, we've got a wonderful team of musicians. You know, they would have all started out at one point just picking up their instrument for the first time, playing a dud chord. I know I'd played many dud chords as a guitarist over the years. But you persevere and you work at it. And because God has placed it in your heart to do it, he will find a way to encourage us and to enable us to grow and then to be productive in whatever it is that we do. So I just want to encourage each of you this morning. Come and see me. I'm more than happy to place you in an area of serving that best suits you. We'll have a bit of a chat about it, see what you get a sense from God, where he wants you to be, what your skills and talents are, and we'll find a place. We've got so many areas of ministry now, as you saw in the clip at the start, and I'm sure that each of us can get that fulfillment of contributing to the life of this church and doing something great for the Lord. Praise God. Let's all bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you this day, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, Lord, that you're equipping us, you're growing us, Father, that, Lord, serving and serving does minister in so many different ways, Lord. It ministers to those from the outside looking in. It serves for one another, Lord, but also, too, we receive great benefit from serving as well, Lord. And you've done a remarkable strategy, Father, in initiating service into part of who we are as followers of Christ, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you and we glorify you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.